Hey there, I'm Lee Wade. You just tuned into WYSO Youth Radio. We're working with high schoolers across the area to share their stories through sound. This next generation turned all the way up. We're heading back to Ponce Career Technology Center to meet Haley Chavez, who shares her experiences navigating the theater scene as a person of color.
I've been performing in theater productions throughout the Miami Valley for the past 3 years, and it's something I'm truly passionate about. One thing I've noticed is that I'm often the only Hispanic person in the cast, and sometimes one of very few people of color involved in the production at all. While the theater community is welcoming, as an audience member, rarely seeing anyone who looks like you can be difficult. Even more so when you're the only one standing on the stage. Being a person of color in theater, or really in any places, often means we're having to work twice as hard just to be seen and heard. But thankfully, I've been given the opportunity to play Hispanic characters and help bring authentic representation to the stage. It's empowering to share those stories, and my hope is that when people see someone who looks like them in a show, the audience will feel a deeper connection to the story and maybe even picture themselves on the stage. When it comes to diversity on Broadway, there's definitely been progress in recent years. One production that stood out to me is Real Women Have Curves. Not only is it a powerful story about Hispanic immigrants, but its lead actress, Florencia Cuenca, made history as the first Mexican immigrant to originate a role on Broadway. Seeing someone like Florencia take center stage means so much to me. It's a reminder that there is space for our voices, our stories, and our culture in this industry. I was able to speak to professionals in the industry about their experiences as people of color in this competitive field. Maya Vias is an Indian American screenwriter from Tip City, Ohio. She is currently living and working in Los Angeles.
I love theater so much, but I feel like if you are a person of color, you have to be the most exceptional person literally in the country. You have to be the creme de la creme to even be considered, to even get an audition for something. But if you're a white, you just have to be yourself and you have to be good enough, and then you can get in the room and you can get better and get the experiences that you need.
Maya wrote, produced, and starred in a short film called Legally Brown, a comedy about a high schooler who stands up for herself after being ignored by her theater group. Although one may make fun of the situation, Maya says the main character fights back to win the day for herself and every brown girl who has ever fought to be the lead in her own story. People of color are often overlooked in musical theater. Maybe it's because the roles just aren't written with us in mind. Or maybe it's because we're not always the ones casting them. I had the opportunity to talk to Trinity Wolf, a recent Wright State University grad. She currently lives in New York City, where she's pursuing a career in musical theater.
As a whole in theater, we just need more representation. And luckily, we're getting to a point where people closer to my age and older than me are starting to get behind the desk. And this is where the change is really coming, which is so exciting. And I'm seeing it here in the city.
After talking to Maya and Trinity, it is so encouraging to realize that there is room for people of color in this environment. Talking to them also reminded me that even though injustices still happen, progress is being made. And more people of color are finally getting the chance to shine on stage and behind the scenes. It's so inspiring to see writers and casting directors creating space for us to tell our stories. As a kid, I never imagined I'd see someone who looked like me playing certain roles. And now I get to be a part of that change.
Thank you, Haley Chavez. And a big shout out to Joanne Cassell. WYSO Youth Radio is made possible with the support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council. And it's produced right here at WYSO in the Eichenberger Center for Community Voices.